I don't know what's going on down here, but I'm having some problems with my internet service too. Hopefully I'm able to be here the whole time.
Yeah. Okay, well then we'll call the meeting to order and we'll request that everyone please stand for the pledge to the flag. Okay, I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Flag of the United States
of America.
And to the Republic
for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, and with justice for all. Thank you very much. Okay, so I'll accept a motion to accept the minutes from the previous meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Great, thank you. And then we have a list of resolutions. For resolution 232, Legislator Bartels called me a little while ago and requested that we postpone that one more time. She thinks she's leaning towards withdrawing it, but she just wanted another postponement. So with her permission, I'm gonna accept a motion to postpone that resolution.
So moved.
Okay. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Great. Okay, so we're now down to resolution 302, which is authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a grant agreement and documents with the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York for the funding and construction of a rooftop solar installation at UCAT and amending the 2020-2025 capital program and establishing a capital project number 574 through the Department of the Environment. Accept a motion to discuss.
I'll move it.
All right, a second. Okay, so is there any discussion on this? Or I see we have the UCAT director here, if you'd like to discuss this at all, or?
Sure, this was kind of a surprise, good surprise right before COVID. We were awarded some additional funding through Senator Metzger's office, and we're working hard with the Department of Environment on our entire electric bus project. And one of the solutions that Amanda and Nick Bosda came up with was to, we're a good candidate for solar. I'm sad because at this point, 8 months into the legislative term, I would have liked to have invited all of you to UCAT, and maybe that's something we can still do before the end of the year, but up on Golden Hill, it's a good place to put the solar, and that will kind of reduce the burden on our, I am totally blanking on the word, we have to upgrade our transformer for electric buses, so it'll kind of diminish the impact there. So we're working closely with Nick and Amanda, and I know Evelyn oversees their department. So that's, and it's all state funded, and I'm gonna knock on my wood table here because it's not on a master agreement yet. So we're hoping all of that funding still goes through.
Right, now, do you foresee that? I know that we're putting in all new chargers and everything like that. So this is, do you see this as helping reduce the expenses overall for the electric buses and that whole, electrifying the fleet kind of deal? Does this, you think this will help?
I absolutely think it will help. I don't think we have any other resolutions about this, but we just are having our second walkthrough with New York Power Authority at this point. And it's definitely more involved than I think originally thought to upgrade these transformers. Our current generator, will not be able to actually keep the buses charged. So that's a new challenge. But this will help for sure. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you very much. Appreciate you taking a few minutes to discuss that. Anyone have any other questions or concerns about this resolution? No. Okay, I guess all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Great. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to move on to resolution 306. Which is authorizing a grant application to the Federal Transit Administration to apply, accept, and administer 5307 funds transferred from Rural Transportation Assistance Program, Section 5311B, subparagraph 3, for operating assistance and authorizing the Ulster County Executive to execute any required applications or agreements to accept funding for Ulster County Area Transit. That's a lot of words.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Okay, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. We'll go to 307 then. 307 is adopting the inclusion of additional lands in the ag districts within Ulster County as recommended by the Ulster County Ag and Farmland Protection Board, Department of Planning.
So moved.
Second.
I'll second.
Okay. Any questions or comments on that? No? Okay. I'll accept the vote here. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, it passes. Okay, and so as I mentioned before, Deputy Executive Dr. Evelyn Wright requested that we withdraw Resolution 314. So I'll accept the motion for that.
Was that a withdrawal or a postpone?
Dr. Wright, I believe you said a withdrawal, correct?
That's right.
Yeah, so it would be a withdrawal, Herb.
I'll make a motion that we withdraw it.
Okay. Second.
Okay, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Great. So then this is a record here. Resolution 315, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000. Sorry about that. In excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, the National Business Equipment LLC Information Services. So I think we probably, I'll accept a motion for discussion on this.
I'll move it.
Second. Okay. So I have a question. So what is this for?
Okay, so just to kind of give you a little backstory. So this is our multifunction printer vendor, National Printing. Their contract, the final amendment of the contract is comes up in September. The objective in pre-COVID-19, what would have happened would be that we would then go out to bid. We would have been tracking this months ago and started a bid process and looking at vendors and executing a new contract for multifunction printers, et cetera. But because of COVID-19, everything that was sort of the fallout from that whole process of being able to kind of evaluate our resources, evaluate our needs, get the RFPs built, et cetera, were just extremely challenging. But also as a side note, in our analysis using Papercut, which is one of the tracking and reporting capabilities that we have for our multifunction printers, we discovered that that as a result of COVID-19, the remote workforce, our print volume has gone down approximately 30%.
Wow, that's awesome. I think it would be more.
That's a low ball, right?
Yeah.
But it's approximately 30% as we go track from, the same period of March to, I think we did our calculations in July. So approximately between that period of time, it was about a 30% reduction. So what we did is we worked with Ed Jordan for purchasing to work with National to see if we could extend the contract, or let me put it another way, to renew the contract starting from I think it was June 2020 until June of 2021, giving us time to reduce our costs of approximately $9,000 a month starting in June. All the way through until June of next year. So again, it would extend the contract for 1 year starting in June with a savings of about 10,000 or 9,000 change a month. And that would give us, our goal here is to give us some time to start the whole RFP process, do a more deeper dive into the analysis, the analytics of our print needs and how much device, how many devices we need, any other options that we might pivot from instead of printing and digital signatures and other things. So it gives us some time to kind of look at those options. And also there's a heavy lift of getting new vendors in to kind of assess our environment. And then if we do go with a new vendor and ripping out new hardware, et cetera, that was just too much for us to take on at this point in time. So again, working with purchasing and the vendor, we had our contract extended starting in June of this year to June of next year with a savings of 10 grand, roughly 10 grand a month, nine and change a month.
So Alan, real quickly, so with the number of employees that were working from home, and I think some still continue to work from home for the county, is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, so have you guys had an increase in your expenses and your costs due to that? I mean, I know I have family members that work at the college, and they actually sent a printer home for them, you know, to use at home and things like that, right? So I'm wondering, are you guys doing anything like that for the county employees in different departments?
Particularly for multifunction printing?
And no, just basically printing.
Printing. So there are one-offs here and there, but mostly, you know, if people need to print, and you know, it's what we've come to our conclusion is that people have been sort of printing just habitually without actually needing to print. So what they've done is that when they need to print, you know, they coordinate with someone back at the, you know, in the home base, to use some printing, et cetera. But with other things with the digital signatures and using PDFs to sign documents, where we've kind of landed on that, that's really helped to alleviate the print costs and also in many cases really sort of short circuit the whole process so we can get these things through more quickly.
Yeah, I think it changes the mindset of the folks working as well, you know, that you don't have to print everything, right?
You don't have to print everything. So again, that part of this next 6 or 8 months between now and next June will give us an opportunity, hopefully, where we can really assess the longer term, longer view of our printing and print needs. And find out which users and which departments, you know, post COVID-19 are heavy users, and see if we could shuffle some things around, decommission some old devices, and then we get a better sense when we go out for RFP in June or before that of what our actual needs are.
Right, gotcha.
And the goal, hopefully, again, is to continue down the path of significant monthly savings as we, you know, besides just the savings of the contract costs for printing. You know, we've also estimated with the help of the Department of Environment, Amanda, that we can save approximately $25,000 in paper costs.
No, there's nothing wrong with either one of those things, right? That's great news.
So it's good news. Again, we got to keep, as we continue to evaluate our paper cut reporting and other sort of metrics, you know, it's looking good. And again, I think part of it is just you know, people are adopting new work habits, print habits, using some digital signature options that, you know, previously we would just print reams of paper and sign it and send it back and forth and have multiple copies of it. It's it seems to have really shifted significantly starting with COVID-19.
You know? Great. Thank you very much.
Oddly enough, an opportunity that kind of exposed itself and we want to try and continue to take advantage of it.
Right. Thank you very much. Anyone have any other questions or comments on that resolution? Okay, I'll call the vote. All in favor? Aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Okay, thank you. So is there any old business that anyone would like to discuss tonight? Go ahead, Lynn.
Could you just share what you are envisioning? You pulled the transfer of the money. Could you just share what you see as next steps so that we have a sense of how we're going to, you know, be looking at this going forward?
Sure. And Legislator Cahill and I talked about this last night. It seems like there's more, I don't know if confusion is the right word, but uncertainty and differences of view among folks about what the role is of USITA vis-a-vis some of our other economic development tools. And this is something that we've been having a lot of internal discussions about as we're starting to wrap up the 2040 process. One of the things we're really looking at as a cross-cutting strategy is really streamlining and realigning our economic development toolbox. So getting much more clear about what the role of each organization is, as well as how they work together. So much more broad than just the department and USITA, but the relationship with our Office of Employment and Training and how we serve our businesses' workforce needs, how we work with the IDA so that, that incoming businesses, especially who don't know Ulster County, don't feel like they're bouncing around between multiple different agencies and don't understand why they have to talk to lots of different people. We've had some long conversations with Ron Hicks and others about the Think Duchess approach. And while I don't think that what we'll look towards is something that's exactly like that, we'd like to get closer to that sense that all of our economic development and business support related organizations are rowing in the same direction, and that the experience of a business approaching Ulster County about economic development or whatever their business support needs are, that wherever they come into the process, they get a seamless experience from there. And so it just seemed like it would be better to have that big picture conversation rather than to have this small discussion about where this contract fits into the whole thing. And, you know, yeah, I think that's the best way to think about it. And then, you know, how that fits into the conversations that we're having about Tech City, which is going to be a big economic development effort for us going forward. So we're kind of ironing out thinking about that as we are wrapping up the 2040 process, and we'd like to have a conversation with you, you know, probably sometime in September about what we're thinking on that.
Great, thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Wright. Anyone else have any old business that they want to discuss? Okay, so I have some new business, and I think Legislator Archer is aware of this. So the Kingstonian has come to a possible agreement with the IDA as far as the pilot. And oh, you don't know about this. Okay. Well, then you're hearing here. It's news. I just got the email a little while ago, 5-10 minutes ago. So the Kingstonian has come to, a tentative agreement on the pilot with the IDA. And they also believe that they have agreement from the City of Kingston School Board. And we know that the City of Kingston already agreed to it. So they wanted to propose putting it in the resolution for the pilot in tonight's meeting for us. And I said, no, we just don't have enough time to look at it, review it, see what the details are. So through discussions, I believe, with the chairman, they have agreed to wait till the Ways and Means Committee and put it in there. And that will be something that we'll be seeing in our next meeting. We may actually call a special meeting before session to take a look at this and evaluate the pilot as a committee and then make our recommendation to the legislature from our committee. But I believe it's going to go to Ways and Means first, and then we'll get it. It has to go through both committees anyway. And then we'll be able to take a look at it at that point. So that would be, I'm thinking that we'll, you know, it will be a meeting sometime between now, probably in about a week or, you know, within a week or so after, right? Because when's our session? The 15th, right? Is that correct? Yes. So it will be sometime, like, I'm going to guess, I'm just going to take a quick look at a calendar here. So pardon me. So I'm going to guess it's probably going to be somewhere around the 10th, maybe the 9th or 10th, probably the 10th, if we can do that in the evening. Yeah, go ahead, Abe.
So forgive me for my freshman naivete, but this comes before us as a resolution.
Yes.
The resolution deadline was 2 weeks ago.
So it'd be a late resolution.
Yeah. On what grounds?
So I'm with you, and that's one of the reasons why I you know, was not really thrilled about them trying to give it to this committee tonight, you know. I'm going to let the clerk of the legislature handle that part of the rules of the legislature as far as submitting the resolution. I don't know the actual details, Abe, honestly, as to whether it's, you know, quote unquote legal or by the rules of our legislature. But if it's not, we're not going to do it. It's that simple, you know, really.
This is my district, and I have constituents that are very concerned about this. I have constituents that are ardent supporters of it. And it's incredibly important that this process, regardless of what, you know, I mean, it's obviously important that we make a good decision as a committee and as a legislature, But the process cannot be rushed.
I agree.
So I'm as someone who is personally trying to be very open-minded about something that tingles my spidey sense in the first place, I am uncomfortable that they're setting off in this footing. If they watch this recording and are listening to me right now, some later point this week, I encourage you to rethink the urgency.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, when I spoke to the representative today, I explained to him that I felt like, you know, if we try and push this through, I can promise you that it will be postponed in our committee. It will be pushed back for another month because there's no way that people are going to be comfortable looking at this resolution this late in the game and expect us to make a decision on one of the most important votes that we're going to make as a committee all year. Right. So I agree with you, Abe, 100%. You know, and I've voiced my opinion about it to them. And so we'll see where it goes. I don't really know. I think that the chairman has been in discussion with them a lot more than I have. You know, they communicate with me when it involves this committee, but they don't communicate with me every day about, you know, the ins and outs of it. And I think that the chairman may have had a little bit more conversations with them about it than I have. Legislator Archer.
Yeah, I just want to voice my concern as well. It's a complicated issue. The IDA has been looking at it. I didn't even think they met unless they had a special meeting to approve this, because I think their meeting comes up next. I know it wasn't at the last month's meeting, so unless they had a special meeting, which somehow I missed, I didn't know that they approved it. Well,
I don't think they approved it. I think they have a tentative agreement. You know what I mean? And I don't know how they reached it. Honestly, I don't know how that happened. I don't know.
Okay.
But I think all know that the people in this project have tried to grab a few people at a time and talk to them, you know, out of the public eye, right? Quite frankly, right? And so who knows how that happened? But I suspect very similarly to the way that they're presenting the finances to the legislature, right?
Well, we haven't seen it. So as far as I'm concerned, to rush something when we haven't had a really good chance to sit down and look at the performa for that business and where we're and what the tentative agreement is, what does it entail, and we're going to try and rush a vote on this. I strongly feel that this month it should not be on our agenda.
Right. So, I will have to wait and see what happens if and when the resolution is proposed. And then if the chairman requests that we hold a meeting, I'm going to hold the meeting. I just want to give everybody a heads up on that. And then as a committee, we can decide what we want to do. And by the way, we're short a couple people here tonight. So I'm very, very grateful that it wasn't here for that reason, too.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, Herb, a couple of folks from your side couldn't make it tonight. And I really, you know, want to make sure that everybody weighs in. This is an important decision we're going to make. I'm right with you guys. Look, I'll tell you, I'm in favor of it. I think it's a great idea. And I think that, you know, as far as economic development goes, I've said this before and I say it again, if you don't have housing that will draw people that make a decent income, you're not going to draw companies that pay a decent income, right? So you need that aspect of housing to go along with the other parts of the housing shortages that we have. So I am in favor of the project in concept. When we start talking about the nuts and bolts and how it affects the taxpayers in the community, that's a whole different thing. We'll see how that goes. Like I said, so we may end up calling a special meeting. Not quite sure about that yet. We'll have to see how it plays out. I think, Glenn, that the intention is to bring it to your committee. And then from there, depending on how it goes, we'll probably, you know, either yes or no. If it doesn't pass your committee, then I'm not going to hold a special meeting to have another vote that will then do what? What will it do? I don't know, right?
Got it.
That's where we stand. Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Does anybody have any other questions about that? Go ahead, Herb. Yep.
Mr. Chair, just one moment. Can I find out who the caller is at 331-7497?
Yeah.
Can I get your name?
Ellen DeFalco.
Thank you, Ellen.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. So go ahead, Herb.
Anyway, I was just going to say this is all music to my ears. I wish I had a nickel for every time I stood up and said, why are we rushing these things? Mm-hmm. And it's not only just this vote, it's been over dozens of issues, and this legislature, for some reason, just wants to rush every decision when really it doesn't have to. It really doesn't have to. Mm. Because there's no reason why we have to go back and redo it or
yep.
You know, call back resolutions to change them so we can have them right. You should do it right the first time.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll get off my soapbox. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Legislator Litz. Anyone else have any comments or questions? All right. Well, thank you guys very much. I appreciate it. And I will let you know as soon as I'm going to obviously tune into Legislator Archer's meeting and see how that plays out there. And then again, I mean, I'll send an email out the moment if we decide that we're going to have a meeting, I'll send the email out immediately. Okay. Okay. I'll accept the motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much. I appreciate your participation. Thank you.
Take care. Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Next, if you're finished, just say stop.